I don't know whom to thank for coming up with a thought-provoking question, but whoever he or she is, that individual apparently came up with some wording that has really caught on. Last spring, when the tour choir visited Redeemer Lutheran Church in Cheyenne, one of the members had artfully placed this wording on the bulletin board in the basement. And then a few months later, I saw the same wording on a plaque type of a thing in a Christian bookstore. It read, "What if you woke up today with only the things you thanked God for yesterday?" What if you woke up today with only the things you thanked God for yesterday? The honest answer for most of us, I suppose, would be not much. It might even be true that most people express their thanks to other people more often than they do to God. Other people, after all, are visible, and everyday life involves all sorts of interactions and acts of kindness that can prompt expressions of thanks and appreciation. God, on the other hand, is invisible. We don't see a visible hand reaching down from heaven on a daily basis and filling our lives with the countless good things that we enjoy, many of which we simply could not live without. At this very moment, for example, we are surrounded by the oxygen that we need to survive and have been given lungs to draw it in. We are filled with the blood that we need to take that oxygen to various parts of the body and have been given hearts to pump it. We have been given access to all sorts of useful information and have been given brains to retain and process it. And on a much grander scale, an eternal paradise has been prepared where only perfect joy exists, and we've been given a Savior whose death and resurrection have opened for us its doors. And that's only the start of the list that goes on and on and on and on and on. But how ongoing is our thanks to Him? Perhaps it is more spotty than sufficient. Perhaps it's more now and then rather than front and center. And if that is the case, why? Perhaps it is felt that expressing one's thanks is really nothing more than a courtesy, something which is done by people who have been well-groomed and have developed good manners, and that a failure to be thankful is not really that big of a deal. Scripture, however, has a very eye-opening verse in that regard. Rather than viewing a lack of thanksgiving as merely a matter of poor manners, the Bible actually lists a lack of thanking God in one of its lists of sinful activities. While writing his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul looked down the road to these days in which we are living and described them in this way. "Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers," and on he goes. From God's perspective, a failure to thank Him is a serious affront. And when one considers the possible reasons for a lack of being thankful, it's not surprising that God views it very negatively. A failure to thank God might easily reflect a lack of recognition that every single good thing that comes our way has its source in Him. It may reveal the erroneous view that the many good things that we have and enjoy simply happen. They just show up. They just come our way. But they don't. James clears that one right up for us. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights." A failure to thank God might also reflect an incorrect belief that we somehow deserve the good things that come our way and have somehow earned them, at least in part. But as the hymn writer states so correctly and biblically, we deserve but grief and shame, for we are rebellious and we break God's will every day. The good things in our lives are not deserved, but are mercifully dispensed by a loving Lord. A failure to thank God might also reflect a dissatisfaction with the way in which He controls the affairs of our lives and of the world, for that matter. Why should I thank God if he even allows some negative and difficult things to come into my life, we might say. But it's always out of place to criticize God's governance, since he is all-knowing and ever-wise. He is the rock, says the book of Deuteronomy. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. He is also amazingly gracious. If God responded to us in the way that we so often respond to other individuals, we would probably be stripped of the many blessings we enjoy in a real hurry. Have you ever gone out of your way? You probably have. Gone out of your way to show some kindness to someone, to do some favor for an individual, only to have that kindness unacknowledged? Have you ever shown favor without receiving thanks? It doesn't take long when that happens for human beings such as ourselves to give up on others who can't even bother to say thank you. Thankfully, God is very different, and he gives even when he is not thanked. Jesus made an amazing observation and explanation one day when he was speaking about his heavenly Father. He said, "The Most High is kind to the unthankful and evil." When only one leper returned to thank Jesus for being healed, he didn't revoke the healing that he had given to the other nine, even though they didn't take the time to thank him. He doesn't remove the things for which we have failed to thank him yesterday. And as we heard yesterday, it would be impossible to list all of his blessings anyway. Fortunately, God blesses liberally even when we thank little. But that shouldn't encourage a littleness of thanks. The new man in the Christian wants to thank God. And he doesn't, in his scripture, reveal the expectation that we do thank him individually for every specific detailed blessing. That's not there. But he certainly does look in the life of his people for thankfulness. And there are many benefits to giving him thanks. For starters, it gives God the glory he deserves. In three separate psalms, we're reminded that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. It's only fitting that the provider of all of our blessings be given credit for his gracious providence. But thanking God is really also a benefit to us. As we thankfully call to mind the many things he has done for us, while being mindful of our sinful condition, we are led to recognize how truly, truly privileged we are. Even though we deserve only the bad, we've been given good things galore. And as we thankfully ponder the cornucopia of blessings that we have already received, it helps put the other things we desire in perspective. We already have a merciful Father, a personal Savior, the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and on the way to glory, we have family and friends, food and clothing, homeland and home. Are the things that we think we still need really all that important? Will God take away from us tomorrow the things for which we fail to thank him today? Well, he hasn't so far, and that's because he is so gracious. But the consistency of his grace shouldn't diminish our thanks. On the contrary, it should encourage it, increase it, intensify it. Give thanks to the Lord, for by doing so, you'll be giving him the acknowledgement he deserves while doing yourself a favor. The fact that God does give his gracious blessings to the unthankful and evil, as well as to his people, is mentioned in hymn 851. This morning, stanzas 1 and 2, hymn 851, 1 and 2.